Okay, thanks, Sammy.
Up to basically the last sheet, though, right? So we're up to the last sheet, though. The last sheet, though, holds that Beis Hillel, Rav Nachman, holds that Beis Hillel maintains that the mitzvah for Revu is just to have one son or one daughter. Right? One child. Why? What's his source? Right? It's not from Adam Rishon. It's not from Moshe Rabbeinu. Where did it come from? So it says, the Pasuk in Yishael, right? Lo Sovara, he didn't create the world for nothingness, emptiness, Hashavas Yitzara. Rather, he created it for it to be civilized, populated. Okay. That itself doesn't sound like it proves anything, because you could say, okay, so you have to populate the world. So what does one kid do? Right? I mean, populating the world. The same way Meluas Arath Brumas Lard sounds like it means more. Doesn't, just because you say Lashavas Yitzara doesn't mean therefore one kid. It's not automatic. Right? But it says, but the Gemara says, V'havet Lashavas. And he did Shavas. He did. Rashi. Lasovra Lobar Olam Lasov. He didn't create the world for emptiness. Lashavas Lios Uasukim Yeshua Sholom. So Rashi is trying to address it somehow. Created to be Osik in. For us to be osik involved in filling the world and populating the world. I mean, it's a little bit of a reach, because he didn't create the world for us to be osik and bravo. If we're osik and we never have any kids, presumably that's not the objective of the world being realized, right? Presumably it means l'shavas, it means to actually populate the world. So you could argue that you should have a lot of kids. I mean, it doesn't indicate that, oh, once you have one, then it's okay. The Sukkim Peru is fine, so just be Osik for 5 years, don't have any kids, and that's it. You're Osik. What does Osik even mean? So, right, I mean, it's hard to really see how this is helping. And as we said, I mean, why are you bringing a Pasuk in Yeshayahu to resolve the thing? You want to learn the halachic from Adam Rishon or from Moshe, that's fine. But no, you're learning it out from a Pasuk in Yeshayahu, you're just bypassing everything and just going straight to Yeshayahu. How is that? It's a funny derech, right? And what's the idea altogether? One kid. What's the, everyone else is saying is you have to be building the world through multiplying or through both minim in the world. So what's this? Just have a kid? That's not very much building the world. I mean, like you said, if everyone would have one kid, you know, the world's population is either going to stay stagnant or decrease. Right? I mean, you have a band, especially if it's male or female, so you and your wife presumably are producing one child. I mean, it's not going to be very good for the world's population. Right? So it's hard to even see altogether how that's a very good. Might as well just read you the pasuk while we're here. Kiko Amar Hashem. I mean, you hear this few psukim before. Indeed, you are a God who conceals himself, the God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed, the disgraced, all of them, the master, painters, shall go together in disgrace. Israel shall be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall neither be ashamed nor disgraced to all eternity. Now our pasuk. Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Borei Hashamayim, Hu Elokim, Creator of the heavens, who is Elokim, who is the ruler, who is the God, the judge. Yotzer Haaretz, you formed the earth, the Osa, and you made it. Hu Chonana, he established it. Lo Sovara, he did not create it for nothing, for emptiness. Lo Shavas Yitzara, he formed it to be inhabited. Ani Hashem Ve'enor. Okay. I am God. There is nothing else. Okay, he's starting a rebuke to tell the people, listen, I created the world for a purpose, and therefore everyone come, and you should serve me, and you should recognize me, stuff like that. Okay, fine. But, so whatever, so the point is, this thing is, you see, he didn't create the world for nothingness, he created it for, for the Shabbos, to be inhabited, so therefore, that's an evidence. Okay, so Danny's saying a good idea, is that, it's saying lo l'sovara. L'sovara means God did not create the world to be empty. An empty world is not the world God created, but he created an inhabited world. How inhabited should it be? Doesn't say in this pasuk. The pasuk in Bereishis says, "Pruvu meluas aretz v'chiv shua, go out, conquer, fill it up." That implies building the world, and that's why all other shittos until now says you have to be multiplying and you have to creating the ghost species to really build the thing, right? But this pasuk doesn't indicate anything about filling up the world. It just says it shouldn't be for nothing. Rather, it should be inhabited. How inhabited? It doesn't say how inhabited. It almost sounds like whatever. If there's 50 people continuing for generation, 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 50 people, 50 people, whatever, then that's not empty. L'Soho is more negating that. Rather, it just has to be L'Shabbos. So he's saying is that the mitzvah is simply, you can't cut off, stop the world. You're not allowed to, each person can't stop the world. Say, I'm going to have no kids. That's it. I'm going to stop my chain. Each person is chayav to continue the world. Continue it, push it to the next generation. In this way, the goal of a yeshiv will be continued. You're not gonna, if everyone has a kid, you're not gonna knock out the world. I mean, it may not grow, but you're still gonna have a world. Some people have more, but whatever, it'll be stable, right? If Adam had a kid, and then Cain had a kid, and had a kid, and he had a kid, and he had a kid, eventually, you'd still keep a world going. So the mitzvah is basically just to. That's what Rashi could read into Rashi a little bit, but it's lios asukim bi yeshuvo shalolam. It means you just have to be involved in inhabiting the world. It doesn't mean there's no shir. That's what they say. Everyone else holds there's a shir to the mitzvah. There's an idea of having kids, but then there's an amount at which you'll say you've reached a certain quality of whatever. Here's there's no amount. It's just you simply be involved. You have to inhabit the world. You have to be involved in inhabiting the world on whatever quantity it is. Torah didn't demand a particular quantity. Right now, the kasha I'm asking Danny is that. But what is he? What's he? This makes our original question stronger. Is what he's, Rabbi Beis Hillel is just saying is, I understand the Torah says, "Pruvim lozoros v'chiv shua," and I understand that means inhabit the world, build it. This is what God told our Rishon. And now comes along a pasuk in Yeshayahu and says, "No. Really, I don't care how big it is. Just have a low sovra." You know, why is Beis Hillel abandoning the pasuk in the Torah and just picking the pasuk in Yeshayahu? It sounds like a little bit weak, right? How do you have a right to do that? So although it seems like a decent formulation, it's a little bit weak. But, so maybe just it reminds you there's another Tosfos, another sugya I was doing, related sugya, which maybe we'll get to, maybe not. But basically it's a question whether men and women are both obligated in Peruvu or only men. So one line of reasoning goes, is that by Adam and Chava, it says Pru Uruvu. It's talking to both of them. Right, so it's talking to two people, so it's saying both Adam and Chava have to do it, right? So therefore they're both chayiv. Whereas the other position argues that that's by Adam and Chava, but later God spoke to Yaakov Avinu and says pray Uruveh, which means it's a singular Lashon Yachid. And Lashon Yachid, he's basically telling him it's on Yaakov Avinu alone to build the world or to build Chal Yisrael, however you want to learn it, but it's Lashon Yachid. So Tosa says, yeah, okay, fine. Very nice. That's what it said to Yaakov, but it already said to Adam. You can't just ignore that it said to Adam. So Rashi said, Tosa says, no, that was just Labracha. Because that wasn't a tzivoy. That's the pasuk. If you look at the pasuk of Peruvu, it says, Vayivarach osam elokem, Vayomar lahem, Peruvu melos arz v'chiv shua. It doesn't say he commanded them. But it's like, a bracha means he was like telling them, he's just showing them the path. This is the way you should live. This will be good for you. This is the way you'll be successful. And he was like enlightening them on the derech of how they should live in the world. But it wasn't a tzivoy. It's not a mitzvah. It was just it was like advice or a bracha. This is good for you. Not it wasn't a mitzvah there. But prayer is the mitzvah, and that was only to man. So there is room to say is that when the Torah says puravu, it is not said in the context of Moshe told Kal Yisrael Peruvu. It's the story of Adam Rishon where God created Adam and told him and was Mevarech him and says Peruvu, telling Adam and Chava. So you could say, is like that's the bracha to Adam and Chava, they should do that and that's good for them and all that. But when the Torah was Koveya on Mitzvah, it could be the Beis Hillel here will argue, is that the Mitzvah is really just to be involved in Yisrael. So although it's a good idea and it's nice and it's bracha and maybe man will be happy and will be successful if you populate the world and fill it, because that's like that technology and you could really, you know, you could harness all the benefits of the world by really building the world and that's good for you. That's a bracha. It's like showing a person a path which will be they'll be successful on. But the mitzvah, the basic mitzvah, you could say, Vesil is arguing, is simply you have to be osik in the yeshival. You can't destroy the world. You have to push it to the next generation. If you want to, it's good for you. It's a bracha. It's great. Do it. Build the world. Have a lot of kids. Spread your name out. Build a society. Conquer the world. Technology. That's a great thing to do, but it's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is simply each person is mitzvah on the basic level to simply to continue it. To continue the world. To not have nothing. Okay, to be involved, to be osig in Yeshiva Olam means to be a part of Yeshiva Olam. In a small part, you just have to continue the world. Continue the world to come. Mar there says, Adar v'chiv shuha tarti mashma. So it says, Peruvu is talking Lashon Rabban. Peruvu, if it's talking to one person, it should say prayer revet. Peruvu means you, plural, should be fruitful, and you should know milu as tarti v'chiv shuha. So he's arguing that it's talking to both of them. There is a sheet in the Gemara which learns it because it says v'chiv shah. It's without the vav. So it's only talking to Adam. But this is one line. There is a line of reasoning like that. But this line of reasoning, which I'm going with, because the Tosis here is saying he's talking to both of them. You know. But that's part of that sugya. It's a good point. I mean, you can have to say that it's not a limud, but it's the mitzvah. You can have this idea of mitzvara. That it's. He's using the pasuk to show you what's God's will. I don't know what's God's will in the bria, but it's a svara that's all you have to do. I hear you saying. It's like, how do you know? Maybe it's God's will that the whole world should be populated on a massive level. So you're just going and buzzing your shayos. Now you're saying is the pasuk is that's how we know the mitzvah? We're learning the structure of the mitzvah from the way it's revealed. I know, it's yeah. Good point Matt's saying is if you just purely having one kid is really gonna end up lowering the population by half each generation. And eventually they get to man and woman having one kid, and that's it. It's all over. So it's not really a good plan. But it could be he's just saying, look, the mitzvah is to be involved. Your mitzvah is, you could look at it as a mitzvah on the man. I don't know. Your mitzvah is just to continue the world. I mean, there's an idea like that. That's not going to happen. Mitzvah is, that's like a certain way of thinking. But he doesn't look at that. He looks in the context. Like we said last time at Beis Shammai, right? As he looks in the context of the world, like Tuzacharim, if everyone had Tuzacharim also, you're not going to have a world. But that's not going to happen. So he goes like that, like that other idea. It's like you have to define the context of the world, that's not going to happen. Mitzvah for you, though, it's not actually saying that we're going to have this. It's just saying the mitzvah for you is to make sure that you maintain the world. And you're maintaining it on your level, you're maintaining it. I hear you're saying, it's like if everyone did it, it wouldn't really be maintaining it. So how can you define that as maintaining the world? Right? That's not quite maintaining. Something if it was done on a massive scale, it's not going to work. To say, well, because other people, but then whatever, you don't have any kids. And then you say, I have no kids, and say, well, everyone else is having kids. And then, yeah, but so how am I maintaining it? Because other people, and other people, then I don't need to do anything. So it's true. It's a little bit of a problem. Maybe it could be worked around, though. But it's
question
a good
is,
point.
You
have a different idea. Did someone else have something? Yeah, I would say a different idea. Maybe you could tie it together. But. See, you could look at Peruvu in this way. Like this. Is that, how do we fill the world? How do you do that? How do you build a society? How do you build a world, you know? I don't build the world. You don't build the world. The world builds the world. The seaboard builds the world, right? It's something which is a massive thing. No one individual builds the world, right? Which doesn't happen. You can't command the person to build the world. You can command the person to have a family. But if everyone has a family, then eventually you get a world. Right? So in other words, the nature of the mitzvah is different than ordinary mitzvahs. I mean, normal mitzvah, the goal is attainable by you. Aven, take lula, put on tzitzis. I mean, whether everyone else does it or not is not really part of my mitzvah. I mean, look, there are mitzvahs like that, but in general, the normal mitzvah is realized through you. But here, the very fulfillment of the mitzvah is building a world. But that's a fulfillment which takes place through the group, through the tzibor. So it could be what Beis Hillel is holding, this Beis Hillel, is that you must, the tzibor is really a mitzvah on the tzibor, Peruvu. And you must simply be involved. you must be a mitzuraf to the tzibur. You must be a part of the tzibur who's involved in building the world. Now, if you have zero kids, then the tzibur is building a world, but you're simply not part of it. Right? You have nothing to do with it. But as long as you have one kid, so look, the tzibur is building, how is the tzibur building a world? Through having kids. And you're participating in that. You're one little kid. You're one of the billion kids that are born this year. Or whatever it is. So then you're building a world. And as the character of your action comes, you are part of the tzibur through participating in that which the tzibur is doing. So it doesn't, you don't have to say, well, show me your scorecard. How many kids do you have? How good are you building the world? That's what Beis Hillel is saying. Beis Shammai is saying, are you multiplying? Are you producing Adam and Chava? He'll say, look, you're not producing Adam and Chava, and you're not multiplying. The tzibur is multiplying. You simply have to be a part of the tzibur. So once you have one kid, you're a part of the tzibur. So the puravu is not... That's the question. Is, do you have to have the quality? Is it that the Torah did? Is it created an action on your part, which in a miniature way partakes of the quality of building the world through multiplying or through both minim? Or do you say, no, it didn't do that? All it said is that tzibur must be involved, must do puravu, and you simply must be a part of the tzibur. So you don't need any quantity. As long as you're involved in the building of the world, so then you are involved in puravu. How is that multiplying? Because the world, everyone, the Kali Yisrael is multiplying the world, and you're just one part of it. And that's your mitzvah. Your mitzvah is just to simply do, be one part of it. This true is that everyone learns. Everyone learns that you don't build an entire world, right? Everyone says you don't have to have a million kids. You just
have your stake in
it. But still, Beis Shammai and Hillel are saying, even though you're not building the entire world, the Torah, so to speak, took like a miniature, an action, which contains the qualitative idea of building the world. And beyond that is you're lacking in quantity, but you have the qualitative idea. The world is built through multiplication. The world is built through creating the two species of a man and woman. So they're doing is they're taking a miniature action which contains a quality of building the world. So not through, you don't have to have a million, that's a key and more, whatever, but they're saying is the baseline mitzvah is where you have a certain quality which partakes of building the world. But this position basically says you don't have any quality. All you have, the tzibur has the qualities. The tzibur, the mitzvah is a mitzvah which is accomplished through the tzibur, and your role is to be a part, to join into that tzibur. And to join into that tzibur simply is, you did something. As the world has to be populated. He created the world to be populated. That's realized through the world at large. And you simply have to be a part of it. And you're osik in the thing. As long as you're osik in it, you're part of that that group action of building the world. Doesn't fit that great into the pasuk of Losover Losheves itself. Doesn't really fit that, right?
It's well
and Rashi. What?
It's well
and Rashi. Yeah, pretty well. Not great either, but the idea is that you're osik b'yeshiva. That's the main idea, that you're osik in the thing. Is the world is created to bring about you that, and you have to simply be an osik in that goal. Yeah, I mean, that's what he's saying. Is the mitzvah is simply for you to be a participant. The osik means to be, it doesn't just mean for you to try to do it. It means you have to be a participant in that l'shabbas. L'avod l'shabbas. The world is created to for Shabbos, and you have to be involved in that mission. To be involved in the mission of Shabbos. You don't have to do a maisa, which is defined in its own right as a maisa of building a world. Simply is you have to align yourself with that objective. Be like if you had no kids, then you'd be involved in the objective of so.
Right.
Then you're destroying the world. So it's lo so for the Shabbos. There's like two options. You can live a life which is going towards the so or towards the Shabbos. If you have zero kids, then you're involved in the so.
So if you have one
kid, then you're involved in the, you're on the Lashabbos path. You're lacking in quantity, but whatever. The quantity isn't what matters. What matters is that there's two ways the world can go. There's a path of the so and the path of the Shabbos. And you have to be involved in the group of people who are involved in the Shabbos, as opposed to the group of people who are like the so with destroying things. And that's the mitzvah. As long as you're over the Shabbos, you did Shabbos. Right? I peruvu. That's talking to Adam. You know, it's interesting. This is an interesting way to look at it, actually. Is it says, God spoke to Adam, Chava, and told them. Adam was an individual, but he was a representative of the human species. The first, right, he was the father of all mankind, right? So you could, so to speak, you could say it as like, was God talking to Adam HaRishon as an individual and saying to him, Peruvo, you must do an action of Peruvo, which has a character of Peruvo in your action? Or was he talking to him as the spokesman, as a representative for the human race, human species? In which case he's telling mankind Peruvo. It's a tzivoy to mankind. It's not a tzivoy to Adam HaRishon as an individual and then to his kid and his kid and his kid. It's a tzivoy which applies to the species as a whole. And he's telling Adam HaRishon because he's the only one at that point. But essentially, it's a tzivoy to the whole. And each person simply has to be a part of that whole. Right? So then, you just have to be involved in a small bit. But if he's talking to Adam HaRishon as an individual, I have to do something which in my way is actually has a quality of building the world. How do I do that? Also, you have to say it's through multiplying, it's through a man and a woman, right? That's interesting what I say, right? Pazim Bereshis, according to him, is a bracha to the tzibor. The tzibor, it could be a tzibor, bracha, it doesn't matter. Point is, the tzibor to the tzibor of Peruvah, Malasar, Zvechoshua. That's what the tzibor has to be involved in. But what do you have to do? You have to do be involved in the Shabbos. Each person's involvement is the Shabbos. It's not a limud. According to what I'd say, it's not a limud. It's showing the idea. The Pasuk is pointing, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu is pointing to the idea. Really, you can get the idea from the Pasuk in Peruvah Malasar to Yeshua, as long as you have the Svara that he's talking to mankind. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu is showing that there's two choices. And the mitzvah is for you not to be involved in Sohu, but to be L'Shabbos. So it's like, it's highlighting the L'Sovara L'Shabbos Yitzara. V'Havid L'Shabbos. That's what we're saying. And you did Shabbos. So the mitzvah, you could, the tzibor is building the thing. You could choose to join them or to abandon them and just veil sahu and destroy the world. Reminds, like, how are you looking at Peruvah? You're looking at Peruvah as each individual has to do an action which is defined on his level of building the world. And of course, when everybody does that, the goal is realized. But still, each individual has to be defined as Peruvah. Where do you say no? The individual is simply a component of the whole. And the whole, the Peruvah is through the whole, and each individual simply is, the tzivoy for you is simply to be a part of participant in the whole. And as long as you don't have zero, you're a participant in the whole. But you don't have to have a quality, you don't have to create the quality of Peruvah Machmazat by yourself. Right? Whereas Basham Yisrael are saying you do have to. And their Machlokas is, how do you do that? Do you do it through multiplying? Or do you do it through the quality of having both speech, both qualities? And then multiplying, there was that question, does it have to be defined as multiplying in itself? In which case, you have to have the two daughters in order for the multiplying to work. Or could it be defined in the context of the, the context of the world in which there are the Harbe and the Kevas both? Right? And that's basically the four positions. Right? Okay, moving along. So let's get some facts about for the next issue. Okay, so the next issue is like this. Gemara is on Samach Beis and Aleph. Samach Beis and Aleph says like this. Itmar, the last skinny line. Itmar, Hayulo banim biyoso avakav. If you had kids when you were a guy, v'nis gayer, and you converted. Reb Yochanan Omer kiim pervrivya. Reb Shalak Hashem Alok kiim pervrivya. Okay, so machalikas by the Yotzei. So it says like this. Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a king of Rabbi Yochanan, because you have kids. You have kids. Rish Lakash, I'm a little king of Rabbi Gershon, Sky Kaddish and Aladami. No, you don't. Gershon, Sky Kaddish and Aladami. So a Ger who converts, he's like it's like a new birth. And he doesn't have any kids, so he doesn't have any relationships. Is it Rashi yet? No Rashi yet. Okay, V'Ozu Tamayo. Seems like a good point. I mean, Gershon, Sky Kaddish and Aladami is a principle. So they're going according to their reasonings. The Itmar. How you lo banim? So another machlokas. How you lo banim? Yoso akum. Let's say you have kids and you're a guy. If it is guy, or you convert. Reb Yochanan Omar in lo b'chol anachla. So now, okay, he kept this picture. So guy has kids when he's a guy. He converts. And he's 10 kids, let's say. 60 years old. Now he has a kid. Jewish kid. Is the kid a bechor? Right? Is the kid a bechor? Firstborn, double portions, whatever. So the Rabbi Yochanan Omer in lo bechor l'nachla. He's not a bechor. He doesn't have a bechor. To havu le yiresh zono, because the idea of bechor is yiresh zono, the first of your strength, first of your seed. So this you already have. You have other kids. Yiresh l'agah shomer yiresh lo bechor l'nachla. Yiresh gan kadosh nol dami. He's like a new guy. New guy doesn't have any kids. This is his first kid. Right? Funny. Funny to think of it that way, right? But right, so it says the same machlokas. Same machlokas, the Gemara is saying. V'tzricha. But you need both of them. You need both cases. Even though they sound like the exact same machlokas, you can see if he gave us a middle message or not. Right? Even though they sound like the same machlokas, no. Yeah. So they actually need both of them. It says, why? If you just told me the case of Peruvu, the machlokas by Peruvu, Bahikam or Rabbi Yochanan, I would say that's where Rabbi Yochanan says that you're Yotze Peruvu and you count them as your kid. Because even when he was a goy, he was shaykh to Peruvu. Whatever that means. Because it's not, Bukhari Maran Chayim Peruvu, Tosu didn't take that up. But whatever. It means something. Right? So originally, you're shaykh to Peruvu. Havalinya Nachala, but vis a vis Nachala, Delavane Nachala Nenu. The goyim are not shaykh to Nachala, which also isn't true, because seemingly isn't true, because kids, the goyim are yorish, their parents. But whatever, Tosu can take that up also. But this is an Avnei Nachla. Ema Modu Rishlakish. I'd say agree to Rishlakish that these are not considered your kids, and therefore the new kid is going to be a Bechor. So therefore, you have to tell me the second case that they even argue that even Rabbi Yochanan even says in the case of Nachla that the kid is like he's considered your kid, and you no longer have a Bechor. Right? And you no longer have a Bechor. And if you had it the opposite way, if you only told me the Bechor case, I would say, maybe he just wants to type something. I would say that that's where Reish Lakish says it. So if he only told me the Nachla case, I'd say basically he agrees. If you only had the case of Nachla, I'd say that Reish Lakish really is holds that he's vis-a-vis Peruvu. I'll be a model of Rabbi Yochanan. I'd say when it comes to Peruvu, he says you are Yotze because he is your kid. But he's just saying that other position is that by Nachla, you don't say it because Gaiyam aren't Shaykh to Nachla. It's almost the same thing. It's just a question of Rabbi Yochanan or Shlakish. I mean, you got to work through the Cheshbon. But basically, the point is there's three possible positions. Either you could say by both of them, your kids are considered, your kids from Gaiyam are considered your kids, both vis-a-vis Peruvu. And vis-a-vis Nachala. Again, by Nachala means you don't have no longer have a Bechor. Or you could say your kids are not considered your kids, both vis-a-vis Peruvu and both vis-a-vis Nachala. You didn't have any kids yet. Or you could have a middle position, which is that vis-a-vis Peruvu, they're considered your kids, because Goyim are still somewhat Shaykh to Peruvu, but vis-a-vis Nachala, they're not considered your kids. Okay, so you have to teach me both cases to show me that Reish Lakish is in the extreme, that they're not considered your kids in both, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying they are considered your kids in both. Because if you only had one case, then I just push the other position to the middle. Okay, so you have to show why them in both cases to show that they're both at the extremes. They're both arguing across the board. Okay? Fine. So the question is what does this mean that a guy was Shaykh to Peruvu? And he's not Shaykh to Nachla. So, and also, what do you mean, Geshayach Kajan Oldham? He seems to be a solid argument. I could even argue on that. That's the principle. Everyone agrees with that principle. Right? Like by Krav Vedos, you can testify for your father, for whatever. So right, there's definitely a principle of Gershon Gaitan Shalom. That's not what they're arguing about. So look at Tosos. Two Tosos, two short Tosos, or three. Rabbi Yochanan or Rekim Peruv Rabbi Yah. Afal Gav, Dil Indian Kamad Varam Amrina, and Gary Kishkan Kadan Shalom. Even though we've vis a vis many things, we do say that. Rekomako Mistavrle the Rabbi Yochanan, so it's a Svara to Rabbi Yochanan, Hacha, that here, Kivan de Benachri Yuso Kiyam. Since when he's a guy, he at least had that his kids were miyuchas after him. He had yichos, his kids were called after his name, they're his kids. So too, when he converts, he's also a bater. Somehow. Right? It's not clear how that works. But
it's weird because when you become a gay, your whole family gets null. So.
Correct. Right, that's the problem. Is why isn't Gershon Gaitan Kadosh Shalom? Then I wipe it out. He's somehow addressing the problem, but it's not clear how he's addressing it. But he is addressing it. So if you want to figure it out, we have to look in Tosus carefully, figure out what he's saying. Next Tosus is related. With Nei Peruvia, what do you mean is Nei Peruvia? V'im Tomer Perik Dalad Misa Smash Mad Meninach Lo Mevkido Peruvia. It's not true. You look there. That's not what Shem is saying. Women are not obligated in Peruvu. V'yesh Lomar Dehacha Lav B'nei Chiyav Peruvia Kamar. It means they're not obligated in Peruvu. Ella kelomar shebneim nikroin al shemam. Kedam v'samach. It just means that their sons are called after their names. When it says they're in Puravu, it doesn't mean they're chayiv in the mitzvah, but it means their kids are called their kids. That's similar to the previous Tosfos. They're miyuchas acharav. Their lineage goes after you. They're identified with you. So what it's saying is, vis-a-vis Puravu, you'd say Yotz Puravu because your kids are still called after you. Even though you convert and seemingly they aren't, though, somehow. But whatever. That's a way to explain. The next Tosfos, Lavin Nachlan Ninu. Mim's getting the fact here. Kalomar. What does it mean they're not Shaykh to Nachla? Because it's not true. A guy is yours, his father. Kalomar Nachla's Bechora. Avalu Klav Yoshis of Dvar Torah. So it means a guy, Goyim don't have the phenomenon of Bechor. They do have an idea that their kids get the money of their parents. I think sons and daughters equally, I think. But they have the idea of inheritance, but they don't have the system of Nachla. The system of Nachla is a special system to Klal Yisrael and has Bechor, has a unique, has a role. So this is talking about Nachla. So vis-a-vis Nachla, they're excluded from Nachla. So therefore, you could argue that even though your kids are called your kids vis-a-vis Peruvu, but vis-a-vis Nachla, they're not, because Gaim aren't Shaykh to Nachla. Okay? One more clue I think we have to do is, and then we'll be able to think about it, is the Gemara says Eisvei. Okay, one more line of Gemara. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, or maybe two. So Rabbi Yochanan argues as an attack on Rish Lakish to show that you should be outside. But Eisvei he shalach baradach baladan ben baladan melech baba. Okay, so basically it's a guy and it's calling him, I don't know these names, baradach baladan, the son of baladan. So these are Goyim, and I think, and they converted. And the saying is it Rashi? Alma Bana Mikri. So apparently these are people who converted. And still, you see, it's calling them by their names. So you see, apparently, they really is considered his son. Even though they converted, he's still considered his son. So Gemara says, no, Ormali Biyosan Ovik Chavim Islu Chayas. Yeah, it's true. Or maybe these guys didn't even convert. And he says, listen, it's true that Goyim have Chayas. Goyim are called after their father's son, their son's names. I'm not arguing with that. It's Gairu Lesl Chayas. I'm just saying is once they convert, they're not. So maybe I was wrong. I forget the possibility. Maybe they didn't even convert. He's just trying to show. You see, Goyim have this idea of Yichas. So he's saying, he's answering back. I'm not saying Goyim don't have Yichas. I'm just saying is when they convert, then they cut it off. So when you show me a pasuk that one guy is identified by his father, that doesn't help me vis-a-vis the Puravu, because this is talking about after they convert. Once they convert, then it's all cut off. Right? Rashi says, Chayas means Misyachsim Acharavim. Chayas just means that they're identified with their father. But Niskayru Einam Chayas, Mary Shonim, they come to Shonol Dami. They're like they're newborn. Right. And one more line. Amar Rav, HaKomodim Be'Eved, Shein Lachayas. Tachsu Shulacham Po'am HaChamar, and Adam HaChamar. So if you have an Eved, a similar case, you have the exact same case by an Eved, that a guy is an Eved, and he has a kid, and then he's freed, and he becomes Jewish, so then the kid is not his kid, he's not Yotzeh. He's not Yotzeh Peruvah. Because an Eved is like, it says, is like a Chamar. He's treated like a, he's like a Amadom al Chamar, he's like an animal. He doesn't have Yichas. Evadim, the kid is it's like right, the pasuk says the kids are the master's kids, right? An eved, a master gives his eved a wife, and he has kids, and the kids belong to the master, so they're not really his kids. It's not like they never not miyuchas acharav. So then, even if he converts, the whole logic by a guy was because when he's a guy, the kids were miyuchas were identified with him. So when he converts, somehow that carries over. But by a guy, by an eved, it doesn't work that way. Eved, even when he's a guy, even when he's an Eved, they're not identified after him. So therefore, the whole thing doesn't work. Okay? I mean, I don't know if I'm going to necessarily use every single point here, but I just feel like we have to kind of think about the sugya. Ultimately, our goal here is to understand Machlokas. Right, what's the question here by Peruvu? Let's see, at least be, you know, very least by Peruvu, whether you're out there or not. You know, I mean, it seems to be by both, but like, what's the, you know, what's the issue going on? What's being discussed here?